Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Once was a sweet thing to hear. Held out a loving hand.
And it's back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with a new friend, Tish Squilero. And in previously, in the end of this last segment, I said her name incorrectly. It's Squilero. And she's also the co-author with Timothy Thomas of the book Head Trash, Cleaning Out the Junk That Stands Between You and Success. And she's talking about what's between your ears, folks, what's in your head, the talk, the self-talk that you have with yourself. Tish, thanks again for hanging out with us. Tell the audience how they can find you and your book, please.
Thanks, Jim. Sure. We have a website, headtrash911.com. You can find all about the book there. And my business, Candor Consulting, is Tish, T-I-S-H, at candor-consulting.com.
All right, so check it out, folks. And Tish, in the previous segment we talked about the head trash that we can kind of identify, that if we do a little bit of self-analysis, if we with a little bit of experience, we can rise above that. I've done that. If you survive as an entrepreneur, you've done that. But you talk in your book, you also talk about things that are unconscious, that we do unconsciously. Maybe they're from childhood, who knows where. But these are things that not only derail you, but they derail your organization, don't they?
They do, and that's the big part that people don't register, because not only is it something impacting you, you're impacting everyone around you.
Right.
Your business gets stifled, your employees start to leave,
mm-hmm.
There's no morale that's driving the energy. All those things really stem from your head trash, because
right.
you're running the business.
Well, and I'm looking at your list here. Arrogance and control, I would think, would be two that people might be guilty of and not be as aware of. What do you think?
Well, control is a big one, because most entrepreneurs, like myself, feel that if we do it, we do it the best, we know what we're doing, we can do it all. It's not scalable. And then when you start to hire and expand your business with employees, they start to become zombies if you don't allow them to work. So delegating becomes a very important element of becoming healthy around not letting control be a head trash.
It took me a long time to get comfortable with delegation. But as I've said many times on the show, Tish, once you start doing it and you start getting good at it, you realize how liberating it is, how productive it is to delegate. You start looking forward to it, don't you?
You do, and you really start to get comfortable with what is considered good enough. You know, as controllers, if it's control is your head trash, you start to become very perfectionist-like, and it has to be your way. And when you unleash that on others, nothing's ever perfect.
Is one of the ways to find out about the head trash of a leader to sort of measure the happiness scale, the engagement scale, the attitude of the people working for that person?
You would have to say that if somebody has a head trash, it is impacting them in their personality. It definitely is. If they're controlling, they feel that no one's ever doing anything. If they're arrogant, no one's ever smart enough to talk to.
Right.
So it's lonely. I mean, these head trashes make you lonely.
It ripples through the organization, because I've always said that when I was in the military, I could tell what kind of a commander I was going to meet by meeting one of the privates first.
True.
Because
the leadership, it does drive the culture, and if
mm-hmm.
you are infusing a culture with a lot of control, you probably have a lot of frustrated, unhappy employees.
So if you folks, we all have head trash, right, Tish? I mean, nobody doesn't have head trash. So folks, if you're saying, you know, if you're kind of happy with yourself, the question is your own head trash, are you leveraging it out through your organization? I mean, it's one thing if you're holding yourself back, Tish, but if you're paying other people to work and you're holding them back, you create a big dam, haven't you?
Well, you have, and one way to test it is a great thought you had earlier is write it down. Why don't you write down how you make a decision? Look at the steps it takes. And if you see that you're involved in every element of it, there's a good chance that you're maybe controlling everything. If you think you always have the answer before you allow any opinions, you probably are arrogantly moving things across. There are little ways to get ahead of yourself to see, but write it down. When you go to make a decision, what are all the steps from when you think of a thought to when you actually have the decision made? What does that look like?
Organizations that are larger have an advantage because they can do a 360 evaluation, can't they? Where everybody, your peers, your subordinates, your superiors, can give you some kind of an appraisal. And I think that's really helpful. Smaller companies, it's hard to do that, isn't it?
Well, it's just it's less formal. But 360s are just casually asking someone, how would you like to do this next? You don't even have to do a 360 or ask them about yourself. All you have to ask them for is their opinion on something. You'll start to hear exactly what they're thinking, and it will be relative to what they're thinking about of you.
Right. And to me, one of the quick ways to tell is my plan working, and are the people who are working on my plan with me, do they seem like they're enjoying what they're doing? Wouldn't that be one way to tell if you got some baggage?
Most certainly. If those around you are energized, and you can tell by a smile, you can tell by laughter, you can even tell by people talking in your office.
Right.
If it's silent, silent isn't golden when you're thinking of an office space.
Yeah. Hey, Tish, I need that website again, please.
Sure. It's headtrash911.com. And go to it today, and you can get a free online survey on whether or not you have head trash and how it's impacting you.
Folks, do you have the courage to take that test? That's my question. Tish Squilero, thank you for being here. Come back soon.
We definitely will. Thank you, Jim.
Good job today. Trish Squilero, ladies and gentlemen, is her name. And she'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.